USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers in the U.S. House have voted to remove statues of Confederate leaders from the U.S. Capitol. The statues include the bust of former U.S. Chief Justice Roger Taney, who wrote the Supreme Court decision that people of African descent were not American citizens. President Trump comparing his work for black Americans to those who held the Oval Office before him, saying during a briefing yesterday and responding to Joe Biden's comments, calling him the first racist to be elected president.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. Nobody has even been close.
The president noting the passage of criminal justice reform and that the unemployment numbers for most minority groups were at a very good standing before the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you, because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump is deploying federal agents to Chicago, Albuquerque, and some other cities, he says, in what he calls a surge of law enforcement. Speaking at the White House yesterday, the president said there's been an explosion of violence in cities around the nation, and he cited the especially deadly violence in Chicago recently, arguing he has no choice but to get the feds involved. Republicans in the Senate are going to unveil what's in their coronavirus stimulus package later today. They say that they're ready to come with an agreement to the White House on money for testing in schools. Democrats have already passed a big bill, but the Senate hasn't taken it up. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Gonzalo will be the first hurricane of the 2020 season soon. It formed yesterday in the Atlantic, expected to move west towards the Caribbean over the next several days. You can find us online. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Increased testing coming to nursing homes in the states hit hard by coronavirus, as President Trump says all personnel in the facilities will be tested at the highest level, explaining thousands of tests that give results in just minutes are now being shipped out to support the effort. And he said, an extra $5 billion in funding has been distributed to nursing homes across the nation. On the pandemic overall, the president says,
but we're working with very talented people, very brilliant people, and it's all going to work out, and it is working out.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he is trying to remain faithful to the GOP's principles that he grew up with, even as he says his party is going in a very different direction. Romney says he is not certain of the future course of the party. During a webcast Tuesday, he said the GOP under President Trump seems more comfortable with dictators and anti-democratic leaders than ever before. The Pentagon says progress is being made against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said that the coalition's forces are continuing to put constant pressure on ISIS and will not rest until the organization is defeated. And Kim Kardashian is reportedly meeting with divorce lawyers, a close source saying the reality TV star is exploring her options to leave Kanye West.